Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I am so happy to be with you today. And our subject today is about the great missionary, Paul. And we're going to be coming to you from Acts, the seventh chapter, and be talking to you from the eighth chapter, going on in to the 26th chapter, talking about Paul, the conversion of Paul. Praise God. And let's start off with prayer. Most holy and all-wise God, it is a privilege to come to you this morning, thanking you for this another day that you have made and allowed us to wake up. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thanking you, God, for just being so good to us, God, and helping us to breathe in your fresh air and able to have activities of limbs. Able, God, to call on you once again, because without you, we realize we can do nothing. But we thank you for your Holy Spirit this morning, God. We thank you, Father, for being better to us than we are to ourselves. We thank you, God, because if it had not been for you, God, we wouldn't be able to wake up to this day that you've given us. We thank you for your word this morning. Give us the wisdom and knowledge to know how to rightly divide your word true. We ask you to bless the ones on the line this morning, God, that we will be able to say something to encourage those on the line today, because we're living in the time now, the end of the days of the last days, and we must be ready to live and go back with you when you come for your people. So bless the podcast today, Lord. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen. And we thank God for what he has put in the 40 people that wrote the book of the Bible. And it's here for us to learn how to live. It's on these pages that we have to read and learn how to live holy, because the word of God said, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. And on these written pages, it teaches us how to live the life that Jesus intends for us to live. And it's talking about Paul's walk with the Lord. And Paul persecuted God's people. And we know it tells us we're going to reap what we sow. If we sow good seeds, we're going to reap good seeds. If we sow bad, we're going to reap bad. So in the seventh chapter of Acts, it talks about the beginning of, it speaks about Paul. And I'm going to start reading down here at the seventh chapter, the 54th verse, the first martyr, the first mention of Paul. When they heard these things, and this is talking about the first, about Stephen's. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gashed on him with their teeth. And this is Stephen. Stephen's, when they martyred, when they killed Stephen, they gashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. God folded back the heavens and let Stephen see Jesus standing up. And listen what happened. Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stop their ears, running upon him with one accord. They didn't want to hear what Stephen was saying. He was one of the deacons that they had, they a head coach, 7 deacons, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Stevens was one of the deacons, and he was telling them the truth. They didn't want to hear the truth, and they ran and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their coats at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. This is the first mention of Saul, who was Paul. And he knelt, okay, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. This is what Stephen said. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice and said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This is the first name mention of Paul. He was a young man, and they laid their coat, their clothes at Paul's feet, which was Saul. And this is the first mention of when they mentioned about Saul, which was Paul. Okay, now we're going to go to the 6th, 8th. Okay, it says, Saul was consenting unto his death, and taking Stephen to bury him, to his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church. So Saul, he thought he was doing the right thing. See, you can think you're doing the right thing, but it's wrong altogether. He persecuted God's people. And when you do God's people wrong, you're doing it against him. But he thought he was doing the right thing. The word said, there's a way that seemeth right unto man. But then there are is wrong. I didn't repeat it exactly what the word says. But the end thereof is the way of death. I think that's what the word says. So this is what it's saying. The fourth persecution, Saul, chief prosecutor. He was the chief prosecutor. He went and he would drag them out, and he would make them blaspheme. Now, this is what the word says. This is the 8th chapter of Acts, and this is talking about Saul. Now, listen what it says. And Saul was consenting unto his death. It's when it was, and at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And the devout man carried Stephen to his burial. They was going to bury Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committing them to prison. He did this. He made havoc of the church. And he, with men and women, no matter what it was, he was determined to do this. And he didn't care where he went. He was hunting them down. And he was bringing them in, doing all this against God's people. But when you do it against God's people, you're doing it against God. And God is not pleased. God's not pleased about this, and we're going to go on over. The map one fear. God knows that. Okay, now we're going to go on over here to what God, because see, God was going to use him. That's why some people can be out there serving Satan full blast. But when God saves them, he wants them to be the same way in serving him. But God had a job for Saul to do. Now, okay, here Paul defended, stand before Agrippa. Now, on the way to Damascus, he's going to go on his way to Damascus, and God is going to save him. So, see, God had a job for him. God had a job for Paul, for him, on his way to Damascus. Now, here he goes. We're going to find that scripture. So God had a job for him to do. And see, that's why you can't look at people and say, oh, they ain't going to never be saved. God ain't. They just too bad. No, nobody ain't too bad for God to save. because God knows who he going to save. And when they out there serving the devil, God has a plan for their life. The conversion of soul, that's what it is. The conversion of soul. The ninth chapter of Acts, the conversion of soul. And Saul yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples. The Lord went unto the high priest. The disciples of the Lord went unto the high priest. And, okay, now you're, well, listen what happened. The desire of him, letters, Saul went to the high priest. Okay. Saul breathing out, threatening and slaughter against disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bound them into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. Suddenly, there shone round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? God had a plan for Saul's life. He got a plan for all of our lives. But we have to submit to the Lord. He don't make us, but he has a plan for everybody's life. But we have to submit to God. That we have to be willing. Now some people won't submit. Some won't submit. You know. When the Spirit draws you, that Spirit drawing you, that's the time then for you to submit. He could have said, no, I'm not gonna submit. But listen what happened. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling, astonished, said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. See, people was afraid of him, for they had heard about what he was doing. See, your reputation will go before you. And people had heard about how he was doing and how he was calling people and doing to them. And see, God knew what, God knows what we're doing. He knows us all. Everything we do, God knows about us. You can't fool God. People may think they fooling God. People may go to church and act like they one thing, but and then God's people, you don't fool all God's people. You might think you fooling, but you don't. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. They didn't hear what he told Paul, but they heard the voice, but they didn't know what he told Paul. Saul. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. It blinded him. The light was so bright that it blinded Saul, and he had to be led by the men that went with him. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go unto the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah, for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, And a praying man, you don't have to worry about a praying man, because he's really praying. He ain't going to bother you. And has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And this is what Ananias said. Then Ananias answered the Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all and call on thy name, that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. See, was going to have to Paul went through a lot of things because of what he had done. And through the journey that he had to do, Paul had to suffer. He had to be stoned. He had shipwrecks. He had to do many things because he was going to suffer for the great job God was going to give Paul to do. That's why you can't say, oh, no, that man's been too bad. Or that man, that woman, she was a lesbian. She did all this stuff. She's been too bad. That woman ain't going to never turn to the Lord. You cannot say that about anybody, because God can save anybody if they yield to his spirit. God can save anybody. He can save the heart of a king. He can save the richest man in the world if they yield to God. But they has to yield to his spirit. That's the key right there. Paul yielded to God. And God made a great man out of Paul, because he thought he was doing the right thing. He was a Pharisee. And he was a Roman. But God, he yielded to Paul, to God. And God used Paul. And they was afraid of him. But when they heard about Paul, they had to learn of Paul. Because they thought he was still like he used to be. But when God changes your heart, that's the key right there. He has to change your heart. And when God changes your heart, he makes a new creature out of you. He changes you from the inside out. He don't change you outside in. He changes you from the inside out. That's where the change has to come, from the inside out. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hand on him, and said, Brother Paul, he became a brother, putting his hand on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately, look what happened. Immediately, there fell from his eyes, and it has been scales. And he received sight wherewith, and he rose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he pre-cried in the synagogue that he is Son of God. Look, God will make a difference in your life. He was convinced. When God come in your life, that's where the change comes. He has to come on the inside. And he'll show up on the outside. Many of people is saying, I know the Lord, but the change haven't been made on the inside. That's why religion is just a way of life. But salvation is where the change is. You have to be changed from the inside out. You can dress the part. You can talk the part. But until Jesus gets down on the inside of you, the change haven't been made. He has to come and get on the inside, and then the outside will be changed. But many of people is dressing the part, and they talking the part, but the change haven't been made on the inside. But when the Holy Ghost comes, honey, I tell you, that change is going to be made. But Paul had to suffer. He went through a lot of things for the name of Christ. He was a chosen vessel. He was a chosen vessel for Jesus Christ. Once he met Jesus on the road of Damascus, Paul was never the same anymore. He wasn't the same anymore. He was blinded for 3 days. And in them 3 days, God made a change in Paul's life. And when he talked to Ananias, and Ananias came and prayed for Paul, and he received the Holy Ghost, and he was baptized, Paul was never the same anymore. And the disciples was afraid of him. They were. And he didn't go and talk to the disciples. He went, I think it talks about how he went to Gabriel, I forget the name, and he spent time with him and all that. And before he went and seen Peter and the other disciples and all that. But God, he was taught, praise God. You have to be taught. You can't just pick up a Bible and start running. You have to be taught something by the Lord. Praise God. It takes teaching. Praise God. You have to be taught. And he will teach you. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Paul became a great missionary for the Lord. But he suffered. He was shipwrecked. He was stoned. Praise God. He went through a lot of stuff on his journey. But he made a great missionary for the Lord. This way, this is a suffering way, saints. You're going to go through something on your journey going to heaven. This is a suffering way. Praise God. Everybody's not going to believe in you. Sometimes you're going to get talked about. Sometimes you're going to be mistreated going this way. But we're going to have to stay on this journey. Jesus was mistreated. He went through something. He wasn't even, his brothers didn't even believe in him. They didn't believe in him, but he didn't stop. He kept going on. He kept going on. Even they didn't believe he was the Messiah, but he kept doing his journey. He said, I do the will of my Father that sent me. He didn't take no credit for his life, but he kept going on and doing the journey that he came here to do. He said, I always do the will of my Father. That's what he does. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He never took credit of himself, but he said, I do the will of my Father. Praise God. And he did what he came here to do. He came to die for the sin of the world. Praise God. Even when they whipped him, he didn't say a mumbling word. He did everything that his Father told him to do. He didn't back down. He teached in the temple. They tried to kill him, but he always said, I do the will of my Father. That's what he always did. He taught his disciples. He taught in the temple. He taught in the synagogue. He always did the will of my Father. That's what he did. Praise God. He didn't take no credit of his own. He stood up and he done all that he said he would do. Even when he went to the wilderness and the devil tempted him, he gave the word back to the devil. That's why we have to study for ourselves. Study to know the word. Praise God. But he did not take no credit for himself. And just like Paul, he had to suffer because he persecuted God's people. And he would haul them out to prison, praise God, because he thought he was doing the right thing, but he was doing the wrong thing. But when he became on the Lord's side, He stood for what is right. One time he preached so, he just stood up for what is right. He didn't take down, and even he had to stand up against Peter, because Peter, he'd side to one side, and Paul had to stand up against Peter. Praise God. Because Paul, they didn't do what was right, and he said, I go to the Gentiles. And Paul preached to the Gentile people. Yes, he did. He preached to the Gentiles. And he said, we go to the Gentiles. Praise God. And so he told what God, he did, he told the truth, and he preached the truth. And he did all. But he was beheaded. That's how he lost his life. He was beheaded. That's how Paul left here. He was beheaded. The disciples, cruel death. We don't go through nothing like the disciples went through. But Paul was beheaded. But he did the work that God sent him here to do. But once he got on the Lord's side, he never took down. He never took down. He was bald-headed. He was knock-kneed. And he prayed three times. But Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. And he continued to preach the word. He was the greatest missionary, Paul was. He was the greatest missionary, and he was in prison, but he still wrote the gospel. He still wrote the gospel. You look in the Bible, a lot of it was wrote by Paul. A lot was wrote by Paul. Praise God. Great missionary. Praise God. Okay, now it's opened up for whoever have something to say at this time. You feel free, you can speak at this time. But we're talking about the conversion of Paul on the road to Damascus, where he saw the Lord. God spoke to him, and he never was the same. Once God speaks to you and you surrender to God, you will never be the same anymore if you surrender to God. He was the greatest missionary. So the mics are open.
Praise the Lord, my sister.
Praise the Lord, my sister Margaret.
How are you doing today?
I am blessed. I am truly blessed on this Tuesday morning. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Just want to speak in terms of Paul. Paul was a tyrant. He did everything maliciously. He was awful. He was crude. He was demanding. He was sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to pay for that.
Yes, he did.
And so he was a most disrespectful, dishonest. He did so much. I mean, the cruelty that he did is
mm-hmm.
astounding, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But know that his transformation was the most miraculous, most astounding, because
mm-hmm.
he went from the cruel, evil man
yes.
to the most saved man. And you were
yes,
talking
he
about
did.
He wrote a whole lot of books. He wrote 35% of the New Testament. 75 to 80% of the New Testament he wrote. He spent a lot of time with my Lord. He spent a whole lot of time. And let me just let everybody know, I am a true believer in my whole heart of my Lord. And everything that is done is doing by my walk personally, my personal station with my Lord. And I say, my, because he is mine. I do not decipher. I do not take down. Because he is
praise
mine. And I will tell any and everybody, my glory and my Lord. Because I tell, mm-hmm. I say my because I claim him. He claims me and I claim him.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. That's my thing on my take on my, because it's personal. Mm-hmm. Our salvation is personal. We don't have a good salvation. Everything is personal. Mm-hmm. So we must cast the strength to take our profession.
Praise
to
God.
My Lord and tell him, you are mine. I am yours. You are mine. So claim him. I mean, we had to claim him abundantly. Through mm-hmm. each and everything, we had to claim him. No matter what,
praise.
No matter what anybody says, we had to
mm-hmm.
claim who we are in him and prove who we are in him.
Oh,
each
yes.
and every
oh,
day,
yes.
not just
mm-hmm.
on Sunday. We have
That's
to do it
right.
every single day.
Every day. Amen. We have to.
So,
we have to stand firm
so,
on the Lord.
Exactly. So we
mm-hmm.
have to stand, no matter what, we have to stand and be truthful and not take down and not give up and do not give in. Because he
yes,
is waiting
Lord.
For us and he is helping us through each and every aspect of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
no
Lord.
Matter what, he's
yes.
right with
oh.
us.
Yes.
He does not falter. We falter, but he does not falter. We stray, but he does
right.
not stray.
That's
we
right.
give up, but he will not give up. We give in, but he will not give in. We are a mess, but he is not a mess. But he accepts
yes.
us in our mess. When we turn
yes.
our lives around and go to him
yes.
abundantly and for sure,
yes.
we cannot
yes.
be straggling the fence and talk about, well, I go to church on Sunday. Yeah, I have to go to the club Friday night, but Sunday is church. No, you can't do that.
Yes,
that is straddling the fence. And he speaks solely against straddling the fence. Because he will not
yes.
take such a place to nobody or nothing. He will not take anything from.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot take anything from him. We are all his. So we got to live according to what he wants us to live. Not what we want to live, but what he has
uh-huh.
us to live. That's what we have to do. So,
yes,
if we
Lord.
Claim
yes.
and profess my love, we do
uh-huh.
it wholeheartedly. We do it to the depths of our souls to ensure him
mm-hmm.
that we are purposeful in him and we will not take down.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, we have to stand. We have to stand. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else have anything to say? On the line. Praise God. Praise God. And let me read this right here where I said about the disciples. Paul's visit to Jerusalem. It's where I said about the disciples. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. They were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldness at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out in Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. So see, he had to prove himself because, like I say, your reputation will go before him. So the disciples was afraid of him. They didn't believe that he was a changed man. But in time, they accepted him. Because when your reputation go before you that you a bad man and you killing the Christians, now they go, you have to prove yourself. But in time, they accepted him, that he was a changed man. And Paul became, yeah, they believed him. So see, God used Paul in a mighty way. Which when the brothers knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. Because Paul wasn't killing the Christians, because he was one of them himself. But then Paul was hunted because he wasn't out there killing the Christians, but then they was hunting Paul. So see, God blessed Paul. But see, then the tables turned on him. But see, God blessed Paul. So see, where he was killing them, now the people had rest. They didn't have to worry about Paul telling them into prison and after them. So see, God would change you and make a believer out of you. So he became a great man on God's side. God can change anybody if you'll just yield yourself to him. Tell you, it's a great thing just to follow Jesus. It's a great thing. That's just like today's Trump. We know Trump is of the devil, but God ain't too bad. Trump ain't too bad to God can't change him. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for Trump. He's our enemy, but we must pray for our enemy. We have to pray for our enemies. So that's a duty for us to do. We have to pray for our enemies that God will change them, but it's up to them to let God change. So we have to pray for everybody. So nobody is not too bad that God can't change, because we have to love everybody. We can't ask God to kill and destroy nobody, but we have to ask for God to have mercy on everybody. In this lifetime, we have to pray for everybody. Everybody has a soul that needs to be saved, and we have to love everybody regardless of what they do to us. We have to show love and kindness, just like Jesus knew Judas was the one to betray him, but he still loved Judas. He didn't treat him no different than he treated the other disciples, but Judas had made up his mind to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. So we have to treat everybody with love and kindness and pray for our enemies. That's what we have to do. Show love. Show love.
Yes.
And do the right thing. That's what we must do. Anybody else on the line that would like to have something to say? So Paul was a great missionary, and as he went along and he preached the truth and did good, Paul and Barnabas, and God blessed them as they went along the way. And Paul's sermon in the synagogue in Antioch, he just went along preaching the truth, and he wrote a lot of the New Testament. Paul was a great missionary, and he did missionary work, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do missionary work. We're supposed to go and visit the sick. And we're supposed to pray for one another and go to the hospitals and visit the sick and pray for the sick. I know when the pandemic came out, we couldn't go different places and gather in big groups. But as God lead us, we have to go and do what God tells us to do, because he tells us to pray ye one for another. And we're supposed to love one for another. That's what we are to do, pray, co-love. Prayer can go where we can't go. Prayer reach across the ocean. It'll go way across the sea. That's why we're supposed to pray for Israel. That's God's people. Praise God. Prayer go where we can go. We can pray for those people over there that's having hard times. And we can pray for them. If prayer will reach those people. Praise God. People that having sickness in their homes. People that's having death in their home. We can pray. Prayer, we might not can get to them, but prayer can reach them, and prayer can comfort their hearts. That's what we are supposed to do as saints of God. And prayer will reach them and comfort their hearts. That's what we as Christians should do. Pray for prayer of the saints. Prayer the righteous avail much. And we are to pray for our enemies. Praise God. We don't suppose to hate one another, but we are to love one another and show kindness
If we hate, what good are we? If we gonna hate and talk about one another and damn one another, we are no better. But we are to lift one another up in prayer. We are to pray for one another. And that's how people know that we are God's disciples, that we have love for one another. That's what the word says. That's how they'll know
that we are God's disciples.
We have love one from another. Does anyone else on the line would like to have something to say? Feel free at this time. Praise God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Praise
Amen.
God. So, brothers and sisters, we're living in the last of the last days. Now's the day of salvation. The words of the day you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. Praise God. It's time now to surrender to the Lord. It's time now to ask for forgiveness. Because after a while, it's going to be too late. Praise God. Once our last
you can't die.
Praise God.
You cannot die and think you're going to heaven.
Praise God. Praise God.
And there will not be any judgment of Rome, but here on earth. And then there will not be a return of my glory going down to hell to get people out. He won't do that again.
He's not going to do that again.
No.
It's time now.
That was a once and only.
Yes. It's time now.
And yes, it is. And I say that because so many people think that I said a cuss word. I'm fine. I went to a club. I'm fine. No, it's not fine.
It's not fine. Not fine. And that's the thing. Go on, sis.
No, sister. Go ahead.
When Jesus comes into your heart, really comes into your heart, he brings a change. And you're not the same anymore. You can't do the same things that you used to do. He cleans you up. If you used to say those bad words, you don't desire those things to say those things anymore. You don't desire to go to those places that you used to go anymore. If you used to like to drink wine or liquor or strong, you don't desire to. He'll take the taste out of your mouth. He will make you a new. That's where sanctification comes in at. He takes those desires out. That's why sanctification needs to be taught. You need to be sanctified. That takes those desires out of your mouth. The taste leaves your mouth. Praise God. And you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. The things you used to want to wear that's not pleasing to God, he'll take the desires, those desires away from you. People don't teach sanctification, seem like, anymore. But those things need to be taught, too. And that's things you lay down. And the very God of peace, he'll come in, and he'll sanctify you wholly. And therefore, you're ready for the ghost to come in, and it'll seal you to the day of redemption. But a lot of those things are not taught now. That's why young people come in, and they wear what they wore when they was out in sin. But those things need to be taught today. Things I used to do, I don't do those things anymore. Places I used to go, I don't go to those places anymore. Because I've been changed. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But a lot that was taught is not taught to the young Christians that come in and get saved. they're not taught about sanctification anymore. So they think, I can still wear what I used to wear. I can say things I used to say. But you don't, it's a difference. What are you getting saved from?
Exactly.
It's like a baby has to be taught not to steal, not to say different little things. A child has to be taught right from wrong. If mom and daddy don't teach it at home, they'll pick up things at school that other kids is doing. But if you teach that child at home right from wrong, when they go to school and other kids are saying and doing things, that child's been taught at home not to do those things. They'll know that's wrong because they're taught at home. And that's why when you get saved, you need to be taught about sanctification. You don't wear certain things. You don't say certain things. You have to lay things down that's not a Christian way of doing things. But a lot of stuff is not being taught now, and young people don't know stuff. You have to be taught some things.
Well, see, the thing about the sisters, they're taken down because they don't want to lose members. They would have members and money. To have sanctification and clarity.
That's right. But it ain't about the membership. It's about salvation. God will give you members, but if they want to be saved, they're going to stay.
Exactly.
They're going to stay. And that's what they need. They need salvation. It ain't about the amount of members. About getting people's soul right before God. That's what church is about, getting souls right before God. It ain't about the money. And if preachers don't preach the truth, they're going to find themselves in hell as well as the members.
Yes,
praise God. And it ain't about the membership. It ain't about money. It's about winning souls. The soul, God says, the souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
It shall die.
I don't care how many people you got coming to your church and you call yourself a preacher. If you're not telling the members the truth, you going to hell as well. Because you're not telling the people how to get to heaven. And he said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's what the word says. So you're responsible for those people. You're responsible for those souls if you're the head of that church. And if you don't tell them the truth, you're going to find yourself in hell and members in hell as well, and it's going to be too late. So it's best, and if you tell the truth, if you tell them the truth, God will send who he wants to come. Because God, all souls belongs to God. All souls belong to God. But he hates sin. He hates sin.
Yeah, he cannot stand sin. That's the reason why he left my Lord Jesus, because he said his sin. My Lord Jesus called all the sin to him and took him to him. And my glory, my God, he was like, I can't stay. I got to go. So he returned back to heaven because he hates sin. Sin is atrocious. Sin is really the worst thing. And he said, he told David to write in Psalms 101:7, no lie would carry in my sight.
Liars are
the worst.
Right. That's like he loved Adam and Eve, but once they took of the tree of good and evil, he put them out of the garden. He put them out of the garden and let them take of the tree of life and live forever. He put them out of the garden because they disobeyed him. And he put them out of the garden, lest they take of the tree of life. He put a cherub there to, with a sword to go every which way, lest they take of the tree of life and live forever. So he put a cherub there with a sword, went every which way. And he put them out of the garden. See? He loves man, but he hates sin. He hates sin.
Exactly.
He gave Adam the command. You can eat of every tree in the garden, but the tree in the midst of the garden of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. And when Eve disobeyed and Adam went and ate of the fruit, that's when sin entered into the world. And when he put them out, put the cherub there with the sword to go every way so they couldn't get to the tree of life. Because if they would have got to the tree of life, they would have lived forever and ever. So he didn't let them stay in the garden. So man would have lived forever and ever in a sinful way. So he put the cherub there with the sword that went every way. And he would not allow that. And that's Adam wanted, but he put him out of the garden. So that's why man.
Yes, he said, I will.
Yes. So see, Adam had it made. Adam had it made. But he listened to Eve and ate of the tree of good and evil.
Uh-huh.
Ate of the tree. So see, man had to die. Man had to die. That caused man to die. But listening to Eve. And that's what Satan wanted. And that's why man has to die today. But God had a better way when he sent Jesus. So he loved man so. He sent Jesus. And Jesus died for mankind. But man wants to commit sin and don't want to do the right thing. But we can live without sin. By obeying God.
Oh, yes.
We live without sin if we just obey God. Praise the Lord. He fixed it that way. But man still wants to do the wrong thing. But we can choose to live for God and live forever, eternity with Jesus. And that's what I choose to do, sister, is live with Jesus.
Amen.
For the rest of my life. I made my mind up that I must live for him for the rest of my life. Praise God.
I'm with you, my sister. I'm with
yes,
you.
Lord.
I'm not taking them. I'm not giving up, and I will not give in.
Lord, I'm going to live for him for the rest of my life because he is the best thing that ever happened to me. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Praise God. If nobody else is on the line, we're going to ask anyone, do they want prayer today? Do they have a prayer request at this time? Because we're going to have to close. Does anyone want prayer today? Have a prayer request. Praise our God. So we know prayer changes things.
Oh, yes,
prayer
it does.
Changes things. Yes, it does.
Oh, yes, it does.
Thank you, Jesus. I ask that you
Hallelujah.
Remember me. My sister Logan, she's still going to, she's still having a prayer. She's still going and having a
chemo.
Not chemo, but she's still with her radiation. She's having radiation. She's still going having radiation. She's been having a rough time, but God's still giving her grace to go through it. She goes every day to have radiation, and she's been off of sick, having a lot of rough times. But God's given her grace to go through. She's got the rest of this week, and she got two more days next week, Sister Logan, that you lift her up in prayer. And she's feeling out for that and asking for prayer for her, and that God will continue to give her grace to go through. And continue to remember Bishop. He's home now. Remember him and our Sunday school, our
nephew's at Sunday school. I think not. I just
you Sunday are PAQ school. Sunday convention.
Missionary convention. It'll be 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be 2 days. It'll start the second Sunday, not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at New Zion Temple on Saturday and Sunday, as that you keep it in prayer. It'll be the missionary convention.
Yeah.
And remember, let me see, who else me, prayer. And keep it in prayer. And let's see, who else can I put on the prayer list? Just keep New Zion Temple, just keep our Bishop Brown, in your prayers as well. And unity
always.
As a whole, prayer as well.
Always.
And yes, and oh goodness. So we just continue to keep all of us in your prayers. And
always, sweetheart, always.
We just keep, yes, and so we're going to get ready to close at this time because I think it's almost 12:56. So
yes, 4 minutes to one.
If anyone else has any requests, we're going to close at this time, and we're going to ask you if you would close us in prayer. But keep Elder Slogan in your prayers. Praise God.
Precious, glorious,
yes,
my love, I come
yes,
to you as humble as I know how, asking
yes,
you
yes.
for a special request today. My love,
yes, Lord.
That name
yes,
that was powerful to you, I ask you
yes,
to
Lord.
Offer those names, honor
yes,
those
Jesus.
Names, and send your
yes.
spirit, heal those, heal
yes,
our hearts,
yes.
take the
yes.
sickness away, take it away,
yes, Jesus.
Do
yes,
in them
Lord.
Your perfect will,
yes.
your perfect way.
Yes,
my love, thank you
yes.
so much for us gathering today
thank
to
you.
Be able to worship you together,
yes, Lord.
To be able to
yes,
talk
Lord.
About you and learn more.
Yes.
And thank you
yes,
for the spirit that you give us
yes,
to be together.
Yes,
thank you so much
yes,
for all your honor, for all
yes,
your glory.
Yes,
thank you so
yes,
much because you are every single thing
yes,
that we ever
yes,
need
yes,
and we ever
yes,
want.
Yes,
I love you, my love.
Yes,
all the people that's on the line and those
oh, yes,
that will hear it later,
yes, Lord,
my love, I
yes,
ask you
Lord.
To go to them,
we thank
help
you, we
them,
thank you,
and whatever
thank
they
you.
Need within
oh,
their
yes,
families,
yes,
their friends, and their community.
Yes,
do it for them, my love. Help them
it,
all. Help them to
Lord.
Understand.
It,
help them to
yes,
speak,
Lord.
Lord. Help them to find.
Yes.
I ask you that
yes.
you go in to each and every
yes.
hospital, each and every nursing
yes.
home, each and every jail,
yes.
the homeless,
yes.
the afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Go to each
yes,
and every one. Touch them.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes,
and again, we
yes.
say praises,
yes.
glory, and honor to you, my
yes.
Lord, for giving us the
yes.
opportunity to be together today
oh,
at this
yes,
time.
Jesus.
We praise
yes,
you, my
Lord.
Love. Thank you.
We praise
thank
you.
Thank you.
We
this
praise
I pray
you. Thank you.
In the glorious mighty
yes.
name of your glorious
yes.
mighty Son. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Glory, my
and
love.
Amen. Praise. We say shalom.
Thank
sis.
You.
We say shalom.
Shalom
and thank you for joining the next time. Praise God.
Honey, I
yes,
tell you,
Lord.
It's a joy to be with you guys.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I'm so glad you tuned in. And we'll give you another opportunity, too. Praise God.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You thank you. Shalom.
You too. Shalom.
Yes, Lord. Bye. Shalom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.